Hello, hello, and welcome to Puff Puff Pass, your 420 friendly movie review podcast, hosted by the world's worst critics. My name's Sahara.
And my name is Christian.
And I'm currently getting canceled on Twitter.
Yeah, shame on you. She dude, guys, she just gets into fights with people.
All the time. Like,
for no reason.
Not for no reason.
I mean, okay, for kind of a reason, but like... Like, okay, but by no reason, I mean, you don't have to get into the fight.
I just felt like people were being a little ungrateful for what they got for Christmas. And all I could think was like, wow, at least you know, like, have, like, presents to be, like, given and, like, given to, you know, like.
I know this probably isn't a good time to say this, but you spelled special wrong.
Like, on here?
Yeah, like, right there.
Oh, I don't care.
I don't care.
Who's gonna see it besides us?
Well, now the audience will know. Anyway, So,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It is actually January 1st right now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great 2025.
Yeah, are you excited for all that? Do you have like a New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to just be more honest to myself. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know.
You lie to yourself?
Yeah. I feel like I need to face the music sometimes, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's a good one. I think for me, I'll be keeping my peace a lot more.
Yeah.
And then I said I wouldn't smoke this month.
Yeah.
So 30 days to go.
I know mine's more of like a mental goal, but I feel like a more physical goal would be like trying to commit more to working out. I worked out a lot the last year.
That's really good.
Like I actually picked up running again. Mm-hmm. I'll try and do that more. Yeah. It's just been cold lately.
Oh, yeah. I think running in the cold is a lot better. I won't lie.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, running, like honestly, like the first mile sucks, but after that, it's like, oh.
But there's like a Goldilocks zone. Mm-hmm. Like, 30, 40, 50 degrees are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of that is like 60s and 70s are fine, mm-hmm. But like,
bro, I feel like running in the, like, I can run in the cold, it's just running in the heat where I'm like, oh my god.
I remember I was talking to my boss, once about running because I just picked it back up and he was like, yeah, I run all the time, like all summer. And I'm like, oh, how do you stay hydrated? He's like, dude, I just get one of those, and I forget what they're called, but like, they're those neck wraps that you can just dip in cold water or freeze or whatever, and they'll stay cold forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he just grabs one of those, and he'll run for hours, like, in the summer heat, and he's perfectly fine.
That's awesome.
Like, no heat stroke, no nothing.
I think I just got to, like, running, like, a full hour. Because sometimes whenever I'm running back, you'll call me, and you'll be like, are you okay?
Because I thought you died.
But for our New Year special, we will be discussing movies
that we watched over the year.
Yeah, this year.
That we did not cover on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like,
or maybe sometimes they'll be on our letterbox and sometimes they won't. We usually try to save it for like the new year.
A good portion of these are going to be like theater releases that came out this year, or they're going to be movies that
Come out this year, but we're streaming.
Yeah.
I tried to condense it to that, because I don't think I put Alien Romulus on here. I tried to condense it to just, like, movies we saw in theaters.
All right, shall we get into it?
I basically said we did watch more on streaming. But we see many directors.
We had a kid.
Yeah.
Okay,
cut
us some slack.
A lot of directors say that they don't like people watching streaming.
Well, maybe. Who cares?
I feel like the argument for that, like, they want us to have the full, like, movie theater experience.
And I agree.
Yeah.
But it's not always practical
that's fair, but I think they're more scared that we won't be paying attention. Like, we're more likely to have distractions in the home than in the theater.
And again, that's fair. They're all good points. Believe me, I would rather watch movies in the movie theater.
No, most definitely. I just feel like movie theaters are just kind of, like, you have to, like, make a plan to, like, go see it. Like, especially, like, for us as a young family, like, it's not really catered towards us, and streaming is just easier.
One of my favorite dates we ever went on, I can't remember what movie it even was, because the date was just that much fun,
mm-hmm.
But, like, we went to McDonald's, because there was a McDonald's down the street from our local theater,
mm-hmm.
in Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
And we grabbed a bunch of food, we walked in the theater, we just ate, like, we were eating our, like, quarter pounder watching whatever.
That was awesome. That was pretty fun. I think, with that argument, a lot of people, whenever they argue, like, especially, like, on Twitter, like, online about, like, a plot point.
People be arguing.
But it's just like, did you watch what I watched? Like, why are you saying this?
Did you watch the glorious masterpiece that is Dune Part 2?
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, no, for sure. But that brings us to our first film,
mm-hmm.
Dune.
We did watch
Part 2,
yeah.
This was the first movie we went and saw after we had our kid,
mm-hmm.
because I think at this point our kid was like 4 months old,
mm-hmm.
because we went to go see it for my birthday. Mm-hmm. You know, kid was born in November.
And I've been wanting to cover this movie on the podcast since we covered part, like, one. But, like...
I think we just covered... Like, was Doom Part 1 its own episode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. No, I would love to cover Doom Part 2 one day. But, like, this movie... We rewatched it again recently. And...
Like, within the last, like, 3 days.
And, like, we were watching it and we were like... I don't remember seeing this in theaters.
And I think, I'm not going to lie, I think the version that's on Max, mm-hmm. we watched it on Max, mm-hmm. right? I think that's like a director's cut.
I don't care. I love seeing those extra
like,
scenes.
I was seeing some scenes and I'm like,
hmm.
I don't remember that. Like, and not like I could have forgotten, but I'm like, this is like new detail.
Yeah. No,
it was cool.
I loved
it. Cool.
I love it.
It didn't change anything to the mm-hmm. plot. The scenes were more like extended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely like deleted scenes were like added to the movie. Is definitely what it
like,
was.
Like that first scene where you see adult Alia mm-hmm. in the vision.
I was thinking of that too.
Where, yeah, I feel like that scene was extended. Mm-hmm. But feel free to go watch.
No, definitely, it's such a pretty film.
So,
and I definitely like have more like, I don't know how to say this. I think. Watching it for the first time, like, I'm like, yeah, like, Paul and the Fremen against the Harkonnens and all that jazz. But then, like, I'm rewatching it. This is my third time watching this all the way through. And it suddenly occurred to me that I think Paul is, like, even, like, he knew Chani was, like, not a believer. Mm-hmm. And so I think in his way.
She was never a believer.
I know.
She just believed in him.
No, not even that. She was never a believer. But, like, remember when he says, like, Paul says in the beginning, he's like, I must sway the non-believers. Mm-hmm. And then he immediately goes for Chani. And then with Chani, like, watch that scene where he just, like, looks at her and she's like, why are you looking at me like that? Like, that, like, weird face that he makes. Like, yeah, like, he's, like, putting it on for her. Like, to get, because she knew she wasn't going to, like, be, like, through the Messiah route. So he thought, okay, I'll just sleep with her. Then that's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did love her, but like at the same time, he knew that if she was like with him mm-hmm. in that way, mm-hmm. she would be less likely to like protest him leading all the Fremen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And it just makes me so sad. And then like, and which makes me think, because Chani in the book is way different than Chani in the movie, which makes me think she's going to play a larger part in Dune Messiah. And I think even Denis Villeneuve said that she would, which makes me think she's going to be the one to kill Paul or, like, blind him or whatever and send him out to the desert is what I think is going to... Because, like, and that change, because Paul kills Baron and Harkonnen instead of Alia, which happens in the book. And then in the other versions of the movies, it's Alia killing him, which makes me think... That, like, the ending of Dune Messiah might be also be different.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Chani dies. She dies in that movie, or book, or whatever.
So, even though it came out earlier this year, mm-hmm. I think this movie still has, like, a lot of hype.
Most
I think a lot of people
still talk about it.
Like, religiously defend this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that, like, people were wondering, like, oh, is this going to win Timmy an Oscar,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then there was, like, comparisons with a recent release, Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
They were compared
to colorization.
When it comes to, like, a colorization or whatever. What do you mean by that?
I just saw on Twitter that people were saying that, like, Wicked looks really, like, pale in comparison to, like, Dune.
Yeah.
That people were saying, like, well, Dune is really bad, like, because, like, it's outside. And, like the desert, like, colors like that.
I feel like the thing with Wicked,
mm-hmm.
and this is probably just some subtext, and it's probably maybe just how I associate certain parts of the movie,
mm-hmm.
but the scenes that look really pale,
mm-hmm.
like, usually the ones, like, in the school.
Mm-hmm. The scene of the library, like the scene where Fiero.
Dancing to the life.
Yeah, not even that, but when he's, like, talking to Glenna, and then, like, it's them in the middle of the scene, and then, like, behind them you can see the light coming in. And
so,
people were saying it's because they use natural lighting. And then they compared that to, like, the orange contrast of, like, Dune being set outside.
So pardon my usage of the meme,
mm-hmm.
but Wicked is a fascist movie. Have you seen that about people saying that Cars is a fascist movie?
No.
Oh, it was a joke of, like, 2 weeks ago on Twitter. But, but literally... Oz, or the Wizard, I mean, the Wizard is running Oz as a fascist state.
Mm-hmm.
He's using them he's using animals as a scapegoat to get Oz behind him and control and to give himself more power.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the scenes were there in Oz's institutions, mm-hmm. like the school,
mm-hmm.
The Emerald City.
Mm-hmm.
They look pale
mm-hmm.
in comparison to the scenes where
mm-hmm.
you get Elphaba in the forest where she meets Fiara for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Elphaba in Dr. Dulliman's like secret gathering
mm-hmm.
where they seem like nothing bad is happening in Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Or in scenes where, like, I don't know. But then you get other scenes, like when they're at the train station,
mm-hmm.
you know, it kind of looks pale.
Mm-hmm.
Or when they're dancing through life in the library's
mm-hmm.
part of that movie. Or in the, there's the beginning of Defying Gravity,
mm-hmm.
where they're in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, it looks all pale, and it doesn't really get more color until she leaves and flies away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when they're in...
So you're saying that the colorization was very deliberate towards the story?
When they are within Oz's institutions, it loses all color.
Mm-hmm.
And color is often used as a metaphor for,
mm-hmm.
like, freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're within the institutions of Oz,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm trying to say.
No, that's... No, I can totally see that. I just thought it was really weird because they also compared, like, when Elphaba is singing, like, Unlimited, like, out in, like, the drought.
Mm-hmm.
So they're comparing, like, that, like, desert... like esque to like that desert, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That they're saying that they could have been more colorful.
Yeah. Do you think that Dune was back to Dune though, because we kind of glossed over it. Do you think that Dune is going to win film of the year?
I thought so. I mean, maybe.
I still think it can.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can.
It is a very pretty film.
That's the problem with movie of the year award
mm-hmm.
comparisons
mm-hmm.
because Dune was, in terms of, like, movies, Dune Part 2 was released so long ago.
No, I honestly feel like because, like, it being set in, like, early March, like, it does, like, give people, like, oh, like, that happened so long ago. And me, for Wicked, I think Wicked is a pretty good contender. I mean, I might be in the minority on that, but I think it is so hard to be able to, like, show, like, a show musical into film.
I think Dune Part 2 will win Best Picture,
oh,
but I think Wicked will win. Wicked and Gladiator 2 will win a bunch.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like
Wicked, like, people are saying, like, oh, no, let Wicked cook. Let Wicked cook.
Like, Wicked, like Dune Part 2 may win Best Picture, Cynthia Erivo may win Best Actress,
mm-hmm.
you know, or Paul Mescal may win. Or not Paul Mescal, Denzel
mm-hmm.
may win Best Actor
yeah.
for Gladiator 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might be the case. So, and I'd be fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Dune needs to get its, like, prop. I feel like it's
recognition.
Yeah, I feel like Dune needs to be recognized more. I fear that people are, like, starting to forget it a little bit.
That's not true. But what do you think? How is, still a 10 out of 10 for you?
Oh, yeah, Dune Part 2 is still a 10
out of 10. Yeah, it is for you.
Put the list on, okay, you. Okay. Next up. The next movie we saw, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh my gosh!
I know. It was. Did you like this movie?
It was very, like, oh, the movie blockbuster of the summer. So it's just one of those, like, okay, I guess we'll go see a superhero movie.
I think, honest to God, I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that I hated it. Like, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Like, but it was just more like...
It was fun.
It was fun.
I think it was more of...
It made me forget that 2024 was an election year for a little bit.
No, I feel like it felt very, like, scrambled, but in a good way of trying to make the MCU timeline make sense again, is what it felt like to me. But it does work. Don't get me wrong. It does work. But to me, it felt like a project... like, that wasn't meant to be made, but kind of, like, a puzzle piece that they kind of, like, shoved in there.
And so
it kind of felt like Deadpool and Wolverine, like, being together kind of felt disingenuous to me.
If you ask me, it kind of, the movie itself felt like more of a criticism
mm-hmm.
of the MCU
mm-hmm.
than anyone else probably could have made.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like the problem with Marvel movies lately,
mm-hmm.
don't get me wrong, I'm really looking forward to the new Captain America movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I've always loved Captain America as a character. I don't
mm-hmm.
care if it's Steve Rogers or Sam Wilson, you know? I like Captain America as a character. But So, but I feel like recently, like the movies have kind of like, they've lost public interest, mainly because of, you know, people got tired after Endgame. You know, like, that was the big...
Well, that's because we thought it was over.
Yeah.
It all led up to that.
Yeah, but, like, but also just because, like, well, there was the whole thing with Jonathan Majors, you know, and they kind of had to, like, reshuffle, like,
I just really wish they just kind of let Endgame just, like, let's sit with that for a second instead of, like, the next month after, like, having a whole another, like, movie. What was it, like, Far From Home? We should have took, like, a year or two, maybe 3 years off. And then, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, like, I need people to understand this, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kang or was supposed to be, like, the big bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
His last movie was Ant-Man.
That's crazy.
Like, that was the last reference we get of him.
And then with, like, Thor, with their, like, from that guy from Ted Lasso.
Yeah. you're funny. Yeah, but, like, that was his last movie. Like, they reference it a little bit in Deadpool Wolverine.
And then the immortal things, the fucking... Like Kit Harington, the Immortals, those different...
The Eternals?
The Eternals, yeah. And then that thing coming out of the Earth that they froze.
I thought that came out before Endgame.
I think it was after.
Oh, yeah, it was after, because we saw it at our old place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was just... I feel like there's a lot of fatigue over the MCU.
Most definitely. But I definitely felt that, especially with the whole, like, bye-bye-bye thing.
But it's also warranted fatigue, because, like, some of the movies have, like, severely dropped off in quality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so obvious that a lot of people behind them are just making them for the sake of making money. And I'm like, it's not there.
I
mean,
that's so hard.
And so that's why I say that I feel like Deadpool Wolverine felt like a genuine critique of the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, hopefully, that a lot of those movies will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like I said, like, I'm always willing to, like, wait.
Most definitely. I was definitely entertained by it, and I would definitely give it a 6 out of, like, 10.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of felt like, oh, okay, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
But then after that, we kind of took, like, a minute of, like, watching movies. Like, we took, like, a little break, I feel like.
We're parents now.
Yeah, because our next movie was Civil War.
Yeah, and we streamed that.
We saw that way after it ended its theatrical run.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, when I first saw, like, stuff about the movie before it came out, I was like, that sounds kind of cool,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, obviously there's the play on, like, oh, you know, it's talking about our political landscape,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. But, like, when I watched the movie, it didn't really do that.
Mm. Yeah, that's why my sister said she didn't like it. I think she was expecting, like, a war movie. And, like, she told me, she was like, well, I was trying to figure out how, like, California, Florida, like, LA. I was like, that's what I want to know more.
That's
about.
What I want to know.
Yeah,
and, like, the
yeah.
movie really, like...
And it didn't, because the movie advertised it that way, and I feel like that gives the movie, like, less agency to, like, they didn't think, like, the journalism angle was going to, like, make profit, like, on its own.
Yeah.
And I really hate that. I feel like that really robs the movie's agency.
And I feel like you could have replaced the United States with any country,
mm-hmm.
like, really. In that movie, like, it did not feel attached to the United States,
mm-hmm.
other than the setting itself,
mm-hmm.
you know, like.
And didn't we watch this movie, like, after the election?
Yeah.
So I feel like our own, like, biases probably of, like, already, like, you know what I mean, which is why you probably feel that disconnect towards it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just felt like the movie was very, like, lukewarm, you know,
mm-hmm.
but the next movie that we watched... And so this one's kind of a two-parter.
Well, we did also watch Alien Romulus, but I didn't put that on there.
Oh, well, yeah, but that
did
was...
did you want to, like, talk about it for a little bit?
We can get that after, like, we can make that, move that towards the end, if you'd like.
Why? We saw it before Wicked.
Did we?
Yes.
I thought we watched it more recently than that. Mm. Okay, well, we watched Alien Romulus.
I remember a lot of people were kind of really iffy about the CGI for that one synthetic.
Synthetic?
Yeah, because that actor was dead.
Who?
The guy who played...
The guy who plays Andy?
Yeah, not Andy, the other synthetic. That
oh, the one up. The one from the original.
Yeah, movie. yeah. So they used AI for that. How does that make you feel?
I'm always like, was it AI or CGI?
I think it was AI.
Because
well, I think that's what people were like...
I don't know.
Either AI or CGI. Either way, people were not happy with it. They thought... I saw a lot of, like... It kind of took me out of it.
I'm never a big fan of resurrecting dead actors, mm-hmm. especially when someone else with prosthetics could play the role. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. Like, my first experience with that was when they resurrected the dude who played Grand Moff Tarkin mm-hmm. for Rogue One, because mm-hmm. he had died.
Yeah.
So that was my first experience with that, and I wasn't really a fan then, just because mm-hmm. it felt like, oh my, they could have just got somebody else and told me he was Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah.
And then again, with in The Mandalorian Season 2, where Luke Skywalker shows up,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh...
Ew.
Ew. CGI face. But then you look at behind the scenes things, the guy who's playing him already looks just like Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really need to change anything to it. You know?
I think they were afraid that the audience would be too dumb. Like, they don't trust the audience. They do not trust. As I get older, I become more like a cinephile, like, I'm noticing that they do not trust us, like, at all.
And I understand, like, the average, like, viewer isn't, like, that serious,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, like, if you're a Star Wars fan
mm-hmm.
and you throw a tall, blonde dude wearing all black and a lightsaber
mm-hmm.
at me,
mm-hmm.
that's Luke Skywalker. Okay? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the guy, the actor so clearly looked like Luke Skywalker, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just never understood why they had to CGI his face at all.
No, it was really... I had no qualms about it because I didn't have any skin in the game. What did you think about the whole, like, pregnancy subplot there?
So that, it made me feel bad for you.
Yeah, it made me feel bad for me too. I was just kind of like,
I hate when, like kids, alive or not, get killed in horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me feel bad.
I know.
And I know it's supposed to make you feel bad, otherwise they wouldn't have added it in the movie, but still. I don't know. That's just a personal thing.
No, and I think something so, like childbirth is already really traumatic, and to think that that girl was in a situation she couldn't even, like, get out of, it just makes me really scared. Which I think is the point that they were trying to make. So, like, good job with that one, bravo.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that little tall thing that she gives birth to. Oh my God. Knowing that that was all, like, prosthetic and, like, a real person and not CGI was just like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Horror is back.
Okay. Well,
but I will say that that part really did scare me a lot.
The last, like, 10 minutes of that movie
are so scary. And the sounds that you're hearing, the squelching. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
But our next movie.
Wait, 5 out of 10.
Oh, you said 5 out of 10?
Mm-hmm. It was all right.
I give it a 6.
I feel like since we did a whole, like, marathon with, like, the Alien franchise.
This summer we watched, like, every Alien.
Every single, even the Predators. Like, Alien versus Predator, we watched them all. I will say, I feel like out of all of them, I do like Aliens the most.
Aliens is awesome. Alien is good. Like, the first two are the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, 6 out of 10 for me. But our next movie was Wicked!
We obviously love this movie.
By the way, we watched Wicked and Gladiator 2.
We pulled a Glicked.
we watched them within a 24 at, like, hour period. I think we watched Wicked on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched Gladiator 2, like, that Friday after.
No, we watched Wicked that Wednesday, the night
before
Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was Wednesday.
And then on Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
I did so much cooking for Thanksgiving this year. but Wicked. So, Sahara thinks this movie's coming for Dune's throat.
Oh my gosh!
I still think Dune has a pretty comfortable, like, lead. Like,
I think it's comfortable, but I think Wicked is also should be up there. Are you kidding? Watching the dance numbers and just... I don't think people do not understand, even you yourself do not understand, how hard it is to get, like, a musical show that is meant to be seen by real-life audience. This show was meant to be seen on a Broadway stage. And then to put that into a movie, like, what's it called? A medium. To put that in the medium. And then for us as the audience member who was watching this visually to see the cues that is so difficult and hard. And the dance numbers, are you kidding? The beginning alone where those kids are running through the like patches
Good
of flowers,
news.
That oh is so beautiful to me. Oh my gosh. I understand their CGI is like really spotty, but like if you watch Dune and you see them looking at the end through that telescope, that looks like a fucking video game. Okay, it looks like a video game. So that's what I say. I think Wicked has some skin in the game. Okay, I think she's up there. But no, I loved Wicked. We literally went home, played the whole soundtrack over and over and over again. It was amazing.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I have yet to listen to any of the music from the second half of the musical.
I haven't either. I'm waiting for the movie.
I don't want any spoilers. Okay, but we actually went in like as blind as possible and into that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
It's a 9 out of 10 for me. I really loved it. I'm so excited to see Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good.
I am a little worried about part two because I think part two really envelopes itself inside like the main Wizard of Oz story.
Yeah.
With, like Dorothy. And I'm very curious how they're going to pull this one off.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of people say the second part's a lot boring than the first part. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm really excited to see what Jon Chu does with this.
Mm-hmm.
I really am excited. What do you think about the drama behind it all with all the cast members?
I think there's going to be a proper reckoning coming for Ethan Slater, you know?
He will rue the day. I know. I will say that his wife's thing, that lasted for like a whole 2 days. I thought there would be a lot more like push through for that. But the whole like hate train for Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande literally lasted for like a week.
Because Ariana released new music.
Is that all you want to say about Wicked?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. Then we saw Gladiator 2!
Mm-hmm.
Paul Mescal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think this movie made me think about him way more than I should. It started my resurgence of being back on Tumblr.
So I was like, God, I want to marry an Irishman and move to Dublin and do all that jazz.
So it sounds like a lot of people didn't really like this movie. They thought it was very like a rehash of the first one.
I want to say something controversial.
Go for it. It's a safe space.
So I think the first movie was better, but in terms of quality, this movie was the exact same as the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why people got so upset about like anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is like it's the exact same plot
mm-hmm.
as the second movie
mm-hmm.
or as the first movie.
Who directed this? Ridley Scott, right?
Yeah.
So I think he, in my mind, I think he was pointing the foundation of, like, to bounce off of if he were to get greenlit for a sequel. And that's, like, what I was thinking when I was watching it, especially since I've never seen Gladiator. I just know, like, kind of what happens, like, beat for beat. And I was just like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. It didn't really bother me as a person who didn't see the first movie. It didn't
mm-hmm.
bother me at all. It never took me out of the movie. I still, like, enjoyed myself, you know? But I think, a lot of people wish that, like, I wish more people got the story that they were looking for. It's what I'm gathering from the, like, criticism.
I saw a lot of people were upset about this movie
mm-hmm.
for, because it had women and
minorities.
Women
warriors,
and I'm
yeah.
like, I don't know how to tell you this, but, like, the best scene in the first movie has a black lady, like, on the chariots, like, shooting arrows at guys.
I know. And I feel like they, a lot of, they were upset about the inaccuracies, like, with the Colosseum and the sharks and stuff. Just
so,
like, homie, I don't care. It looks cool.
that threw me off, too. But, like, because I knew that they had flooded water in the arena to do recreate water battles.
Mm-hmm.
there before. The sharks threw me off. I feel like they didn't really need the sharks. They could have just done, like, crocodiles or something. But, like, so that threw me off with the shark bit, but, like, I thought the water battle was cool.
I thought it was cool as fuck, too. Like, I wish it was like, ooh, like, it reminded me a lot of, I'm not gonna lie, but, like, Squid Game, like, battleship type deal. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, the real life one, not the actual show.
Oh.
Like, when they were doing battleship and they were getting mad at each other.
Oh, like, oh my god. You're so
I'm so no.
But Denzel carried this
movie. My God, yes, he really did.
I mentioned earlier that he'll probably win Best Actor. Mm-hmm. Dude.
No, stole the show.
Okay, Paul Mescal's the main character. Denzel is, like, the main character.
He is the supporting actor, but, like, he really... he's on a different caliber of every, like, scene that he is in. Especially, like, I think of the scene with the council when he takes over. Like, mm-hmm. he becomes upper. Yes! Yeah, I think of that. I think of that so many times where I'm like, oh, my gosh. Just the way that this man, like, carries himself and can lead the room, you know? Like... even his betrayal of it all, I was just like, oh, okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it was very, like, caught off guard by it.
Free the spice and I'll make you emperor.
Pedro Pascal, very good. I did enjoy him. I did like him.
Mm-hmm.
He was all right. But, you know, it was okay. It was okay movie. Mm-hmm. 7 out of 10.
I'll give it 8. I liked it. I liked it almost as much as Wicked, but for, like, different reasons.
Yeah, no, it's definitely. I kind of describe it when people ask me. I was like, oh, it's, like, a guy movie, like, very action. Like, your guy's gonna like it. Any guy, you think of a guy, he's gonna like God Eater, too.
What kills me about, I think one of the things that makes those movie, like, mashups, like, Barbenheimer, Glicked,
mm-hmm.
like, so funny,
mm-hmm.
is because, like, everyone has their preconceived notions of who's gonna be the audience for these movies,
mm-hmm.
but here you have people like Sahara, thirsting over Paul Mescal, and I'm over here singing the Wicked soundtrack.
Exactly,
And Sahara was like, oh, this Oppenheimer movie is actually kind of good, and I'm over here like, I am Ken.
Exactly. Like, you see what happens when you, like, open your mind to a lot of things.
People need to learn to have fun.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, Wicked definitely is one of those movies that made me, like, fall in love with, like, the movie theater again. Like, it was fun to go see that. And I feel like that was, like, a huge theme for this year.
And now we have our Halloween costumes for this next year.
We're going as Glinda.
She came down in a bubble.
Oh, my God. And so the last movie we saw for 2024, but definitely we only watched it for 2025, Nosferatu.
We
just came out of the theater today.
Like, we are recording, like...
So you're getting our raw thoughts about it.
We started recording within an hour of, like, credits rolling with
mm-hmm.
that movie.
Yeah.
So you are getting the most raw thoughts. If you have not seen it, go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact about Sahara and I, our first date, if you even want to call it a date, our first hangout, she came over to my house when we were in high school because I had recently watched the 1979 Nosferatu in German. Like, in German class, I mean, because it's a German movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, it was actually, like, good. And I told her about it. And I was like, you should watch. And so she came over and we watched it.
And we've been inseparable ever since.
She started making out with me on the couch.
Damn.
But it was good. And she liked it.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part of that movie?
I liked how, like, whenever there... I remember, like, the cobblestone, like, cities and stuff.
Vesper?
Yeah. And I remember, like, oh, like... You know how I say when I look at, like, old, like, media, it's always, like, grainy? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think of, like, the time, like, I wouldn't say it was sunny. Like, it was definitely, like, an overcast. But I think of, like, that, like, the city and, like, them walking and then the overcast of the sun.
Do you know what my favorite part of that movie is?
What?
The very end when Nosferatu, when Lucy has trapped Nosferatu
mm-hmm.
with her self.
With her sexual ways.
Yeah. And he realizes it's day.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up, he looks around, he looks out the window, and he's just like... That's literally what he does.
That's literally what happens.
And I'm trying to think of, like... If you guys don't know, go watch the scene.
Yeah, we're about
YouTube.
To give you full fucking spoilers for this movie.
But, like, I was just gonna say, he, like... You know the scene from iCarly where, like, Carly walks in the door?
Oh, my God.
She's like,
ah, yes.
That's literally what he does in the movie.
She was probably... That's probably a reference.
Probably. But that's literally what Orlok does in the 1979 movie when he realizes it's Dale. He's like, ah! And he just falls on the ground.
I will say, my first initial thought of this movie was, oh, my God. Like, this is, like...
It's intense.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, that is pretty intense.
This movie is not for the faint of heart.
Almost definitely no,
and
not in, like, a scary way, but definitely like oh, like, this is a lot to, like.
Like
I guess the the gore is a lot to digest.
It's not even gore.
I wouldn't say gore, but I guess, like, it's a lot to digest. Like, what's happening? Like, what is happening to these people and the fear that you're, feeling through the screen? It's a lot to digest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's more like, okay, yeah, that is probably, like, when you think about it, when you unromanticize what a vampire is, mm-hmm. you know, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Dude, the Skarsgårds have been fucking working. Like, fucking their dad with Dune, the little
fucking
brother.
Their
dad with Dune, their little brother with the crow, and then now Bill with Nosferatu.
Bill.
And the Nosferatu, like, Skarsgårds have been working this year. But I will say, him as Count Orlok, I loved him. Every time I heard his voice, his accent. And I will, didn't he look like that fucking enemy from, Sonic? Didn't he look like that guy? Doesn't he look like that whole time is what I was thinking.
So I wanted to know if you saw this or not. But, because I saw this, a couple days ago.
That's amazing.
So the director of Nosferatu, Robert Eggers, gifted Nicholas Holt, mm-hmm. who plays Thomas, the main character, mm-hmm. gifted him the prosthetic that is Count Orlok's
his member.
Yeah, his member. He gifted him the prosthetic.
And that's amazing.
And there's photos on Instagram. It's just framed.
That's amazing.
And Holt's just
which
smiling.
Is crazy because I feel like when we saw it, it was definitely erect. Do you know what I mean? Oh my god.
You're funny.
Oh my goodness. No, but it's very dark and the black and white definitely works to the point where you're not even realizing, because I feel like a lot of black and white things kind of take me out of the theater, and I think it's just because I'm used to colorful with dark things, especially horror movies where it's just pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the use of color, even on the Demeter, I thought of the use of with the lantern,
yeah.
and being the source of light. And then I thought when Orlok's hand is going through the city and he's turning off the lanterns with his hand.
Okay, I was wondering if you noticed that too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, he's turning off all the lights
mm-hmm.
as his shadow
mm-hmm.
moves across Visper.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that was a cool scene.
Yeah, definitely memorable.
It's a good movie. It's mm-hmm. a good movie. I would recommend that you go watch.
Oh, Lily Rose Depp did really good. A lot of people were saying she did really good. She does really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. This poor girl. Get her. Oh my god. Just the emotional drainage this must have been for her. Oh my gosh. And she's the hero of our story. She sacrificed.
Thank you, Lily Rose
thank
Depp.
Thank you, Lily Rose Depp. You, oh my goodness. And we were thinking about her in The Idol, and I said, I told Christian.
Because
we
I'm a freak. Yeah.
When we were coming back from the theater, I was just like, huh. I'm really glad she was able to redeem herself. Poor Lily Rose Depp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Emma Corrin was really good. Felt really bad for her and her children. Oh my god. Aaron Taylor Johnson. Also felt really bad for him. That one scene was a little bit much for me. But yeah, I think even in our recording for Bram Stoker's Dracula, I think I even said oh, I can't wait to see this modernized. That is this. So please, 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 please go see it. It's so good. So, so, so good. There are a couple of jump scares, but not in the way that you kind of think. And I think it's very cleverly oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're not traditional jump scares.
They are. You get the loud music and then somebody's there. That's what that is. But it's not annoying. It's definitely warranted. But yeah, I give it an 8 out of 10.
I give it an 8 out of 10 too,
mm-hmm.
honestly.
It was really good. But yeah. We hope you guys enjoy your 2024 season. If you saw any of these movies, please, please let us know. You can email us at puffpuffpodcast23@gmail.com. That is kind of the best way to get a hold of us, to be like, oh, I saw this movie and I have different opinions than you. We would love to hear them. We are also on Twitter. We are at Puff Pass Podcast. I post the memes. Christian posts usually reviews that he's doing. We are also on Letterboxd. Sometimes we post. We're actually really bad at it. But sometimes you'll see something and you'll be like, oh,
Oh.
And that we are puff past 23.
Ooh.
We also have a TikTok. We have finally posted. Christian did that. He did such a good job.
I did my best.
Oh my god, he did so good on our TikTok. What's our TikTok?
Our TikTok is because I'm pulling it up because I totally forgot, but I'm pretty sure it's like puff past 23.
It's Puff That Podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Puff That Podcast.
Puff That Podcast 23.
See, that's us.
Yeah.
And we are also on Instagram, where we don't really post much, but we are there. We are puff_pass_podcast. And we are puff pass. You can find us on this little green thing where the couple that is smoking in the background. That's us. That's us.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a follow. Give us a like. And welcome to the 2025. Please continue to listen to us. Our next month of January, we will be covering alien movies. Ooh. And we will be starting with Ridley Scott's second installment of the Alien franchise, Aliens. So
followed up by his third installment, Paul.
So feel free to listen to that. Let us know what your New Year's resolution is. Have you broken it already? Please let us know. This is a safe space. But yeah, I hope this year brings you nothing but smiles and just really happy moments for you, and you learn and you grow, and just this is just the best year for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So happy sparking!
And good luck to your new year.
Oh, yeah.